It's Morning Edition on GPB. I'm Joshua Stewart. Can you imagine having no boss? No one telling you what to do and when to do it? No one dictating priorities? Here's how writer Matthew Scherr says it worked in one business he visited. He was talking to On Point host Tom Ashbrook.
All employees deal directly with clients. All employees structure their own day within the confines of the team. They decide how they're going to approach a particular problem. And they also decide who gets hired, who gets fired, and, this is all done on a collective basis.
Our workplace expert Brandon Smith is back to talk more about the bossless office. Good morning.
Isn't this everybody's dream?
How does this work?
The idea behind it is this. If you've got committed, motivated people that take ownership of their work, you really don't need managers. Because really, the job of a manager is very simple. Now, managers are different than leaders. We'll talk about the need for leaders in a minute. But the job of a manager is really to define what work you're supposed to do, when you're supposed to do it, and how to do it. So if you have folks that already know what work needs to get done, when to do it, and how to do it, you really don't need a manager. A manager might actually slow things down.
Can you give me a sense of how the workflow would be in a place where you didn't have a boss in the office?
I'll answer that question by telling you an example story. Several years ago, I was doing some executive ed work and had a participant in the session, and he came from an organization just like this. It's a manufacturing organization in Alabama, and he said, we don't have managers. We have some senior people and then everybody else. We got rid of all that. He said, how it works here is you have to really clearly upfront define your culture. So here's what we expect. And when we recruit people, we tell them, look, you're not going to have a boss. Now, everybody, he says, comes in loving that idea, but not everybody can handle it because there's a lot of ambiguity. It's really up to you each day to figure out, what do I need to do today? Who do I need to talk to? How do I coordinate with my coworkers?
Do employees end up policing themselves
yes.
then?
Yeah, so he says people really create their own teams. And when they want to go on vacation, they don't go ask a boss if they need to go take vacation. They ask their coworkers. And they make sure all their work is covered. He says the level of accountability is through the roof. And everyone wants to pitch in and help each other because they know that person will come and pitch in and help me later. And then the other benefit of this kind of situation, and we see it in all organizations, where someone gets promoted to boss because they're really good at managing politics, but they're actually not a good boss.
So that's taken out of the equation.
Taken out of the equation. You don't have any of that. Any natural leaders emerge.
Do you see companies trying this out?
No. Less than 1% of all companies and all organizations.
So is that because of our mindset being locked into this top-down organizational structure or just because it doesn't work in a lot of environments?
I wouldn't say it's not because it doesn't work. The jury's still out on that. I think it has to do with the fact that, well, we're used to this hierarchy. We're used to this title structure. I think that's part of it. The other part of it is to make this really work, you have to have a level of trust in your employees that most leadership is just not willing to let go.
I'm talking with our working guy, Brandon Smith. He teaches about leadership, communication, and workplace culture at Georgia State and Emory. Thanks for your time.
It's always my pleasure.